reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, it is that time again. My girl Treyway in the house.
Hey, girl.
You know I call you
Treyway. I like it. Mm-hmm. Yes,
Clip.
Honey.
Clip. Of course, we are on Facebook Live. It is all about reality check. So many of you, of course, love to watch reality shows. I mean, Seriously, if I could go through them all with you, I mean, we would.
I know. How much fun.
There's just not time for it.
It's so much fun. I know. It's a lot of time,
though. I will tell you that I am a little obsessed with now 90 Day Fiancé.
I need to get into that because that's huge.
It's ridiculous.
Everybody's talking about it.
And do you know one of them is from Boscobel?
No.
Oh, get right. Yeah, I'll tell you about it.
Maybe I should start watching.
Well, anyway, it's funny. There's so many. It's like I can't keep up.
At midnight.
But let's kick it off with, of course, the Atlanta ladies.
Let's talk about Atlanta.
Woo! So they're in Singapore.
Yes.
Having a good time.
Yes.
Now, Nene and Tanya are not having a good time.
They're not. So I don't know what you thought about this, what your opinion is, but... Okay, look, they go to that prayer thing and they get their fortune.
Yes.
And then Tanya gets a fortune about you will be married. And Nene must have just made a comment like, girl, you're going to marry somebody, you know, something like that.
Somebody.
But Tanya would not let it go.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't understand why you would say that. And so Nene's like, look, I don't care about your relationship. Like, I was just saying you will be married. But then it just kept going on and on and on. And then Tanya starts crying. I mean, girl, what are you crying for? Like, you're going to have to toughen up if you're going to be with this group.
Has she been with her man? Well, how long has it been?
I feel like seven years. And they've been engaged for three or something.
By law.
They're married. So that's what she said at the table. And so they're like, "The girl, you are not married. Like, do you have a piece of paper? Like, you're not.
Right. So I'm thinking there's an underlying thing happening there because for her to get so upset, I think it's on him.
Yeah.
He's not pursuing this engagement to become a reality wedding.
I was talking to my sister about this. So my sister thinks Nene was too harsh on Tanya.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think, look. You brought it up. You said it bothered you. And he's like, I honestly didn't mean anything by it. Like, I was just saying, you're going to be married.
And listen, Nene doesn't have time for this crap.
She's going through way too much. And that's why she popped off on her. Look.
I'm done.
Yes.
And it's sad, too, because obviously we see the struggle that's going on between Nene and Greg. And this is very understandable. When someone is sick and you're caring for them, both parties, it's a lot to happen.
It's struggle. I really feel for her because it's true, right? When you get into an argument with someone or when something happens, your energy does change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's trying to get a hold of him. She's trying to talk to him. He's like being crabby with her. Of course, your energy is going to change with other people you're interacting with.
Well, and I know this because of my mom being sick and you know, not here any longer.
Tough.
When you do not feel good,
you
do not feel good and you do not really, you are going to be snappy. It's just the way it is.
You
so
take it out on everybody.
It was sad though, where she was like, you know, every time, you know, when either of us fly out, we always talk to each other and then he wasn't picking up.
Right. He hadn't been picking up. Yeah.
So, let's get to the nitty gritty.
Let's get to the good stuff, girl.
It was on and I was
oh my gosh.
Happy to see Eva, the diva.
Okay, because her comebacks have been horrible this season, but she was saving it up for that bus ride.
It was all between Eva and Marlo.
What runway, Marlo? You want to work for plus size?
No.
Stop. I don't know where you're getting
plus size
fashions from.
Oh my God, your mother.
Don't do that. Play with mommies with Shamari. Don't do that with me.
No, don't play with mommies with Shamari.
I'm not her. Don't do that.
Moms are off limits.
Marlo, you picked the wrong day. To come for Eva.
No character. Looks like Eva.
Oh my gosh.
Ma'am.
It's not supposed to be basic.
Ma'am. Who's basic?
You're basic, darling.
I just want 10 pounds off.
You need to let that girl live so she can let you live, honey, because she is killing your ass.
That's right. Candy did say it right.
So why would you mess with that girl? Her grandfather is dying.
I know.
That was a bad day.
That broke my heart.
Yeah.
I started crying.
Yeah.
But let me tell you the funniest line that I seriously could not stop laughing. When Marlo goes to Eva on the bus, she goes, honey, you don't even have time to breastfeed because you smoke so much.
That was some shade. That was super shade. And then the baby daddy thing.
Oh my gosh.
That was terrible.
Oh my gosh.
She goes, you want kids. And she's like, why? By two different baby daddy. I'm like, oh my God. Marlo goes
She's good, honey.
She is.
But she need to get that wig fix.
You know, I got a little tea. This is what I heard. I don't know if it's true. But you know, the question is, why is Marlo not like a full-time housewife, right? So I'm thinking it because she's just too much.
Yeah.
I think I heard that she is like an escort.
Oh, I believe that.
And so there's legal stuff of like, and like people that, and if anybody knows this is true, please chime in.
She's not allowed to say it?
Well, I think there's people that don't want their identity revealed.
Oh my God.
I heard this. I don't know if it's true, but I was wondering, you know, you talk to people like, why isn't she a full-time housewife?
Yeah, so. That is true.
Yeah.
Hooker.
Close your legs, married man, hooker.
Thank you, Nene. Girl.
Thank you.
Really, that was the juiciest part of that. So,
and karaoke was fun, too.
Oh my gosh, that was great.
That was great.
And then they sang what? The Escape song?
Yes, I know. Understanding. Ooh, I remember that song.
High school, honey.
Yes.
High school. All right, let's move on now to the very hunky Colton. I just want to let you know, I don't know if you saw this, but yesterday Colton released a picture of him back in high school versus what he looks like now.
I think I saw it. It looks very different.
He's very different.
Yeah, very, very different.
Very different, honey.
It's good.
He looks amazing right now.
He looks great.
But you know, I mean, I think guys, as they get older, they look better anyway as they age.
Oh, yeah.
I do, you know.
Sometimes.
They come from boys into men.
It depends, sometimes.
Well, it does depend.
Mm-hmm. Like, lucky for women, like, we have makeup and hair and all kind of stuff, so.
And you know what the best part about going to a class reunion is?
What?
Is when you see the girls who are super popular and super hot are now ugly.
Okay, girl.
Because you had an ugly personality in high school.
Yes, that is so true.
Is that the best?
That is the best.
It is. It's the best part of going to a class reunion.
That's right.
All right. So, of course, Colton decided to do some fabulous dream boating with many of the ladies, just having a great time.
You know, I wish I could imitate his look.
My gosh.
Every time he looks at one of the girls, like, she's about to reveal something.
Yes.
And he's like, tell me. Like, his stupid face. I'm like, tell me.
Because Tracy, again, you have trashed my inner dream.
I'm sorry.
I don't think he's gay.
No, he might not be, you guys.
I don't think he's gay.
But, okay. And I don't want to skip, but what about that part in the episode?
Oh, my gosh.
Who did he go to the bedroom with? Was that a date?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Why?
And he's making out with her in his bed.
He's making out in the bed. And I'm like, so that's a date?
You know, she was the first one, I believe, who got the rose. First impression rose.
Oh, is that who? Okay.
I just can't remember. Yeah. They're really cute.
Trying to keep all track of all
that's
them.
My husband's favorite, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So let's go on to this craziness. Of course, the big fight.
Yeah.
Was between Demi and Courtney. These girls are out of control with each other. Ooh, honey, here she is.
You have no idea what's going on with me. You have no idea what I needed to talk to him about.
Instead of you trying to get that time with him, you sat there and you just...
And deciding what you needed to say was more important.
I didn't even think twice about you in our conversation we just had because I wanted to
think. I feel like sometimes you don't think.
Sometimes you don't think. Now, I don't like Demi. I think Demi is on there for the only purpose of herself getting on another show. I don't think she gives a damn about
Colton. No, I think that's true. She's really good. You got to give it to her, though.
Oh, honey.
I mean, if awards were going out, she should get one.
Because
she is very entertaining.
She's very entertaining.
And she keeps her cool. She's evil. She doesn't let anybody bother her.
She is evil.
So, but Courtney, girl, she should have went home. I felt bad at the end because I actually was on the edge of my seat. Like, is she going to get a rose?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tracy went home too. I couldn't believe that either.
I think the reason why she was sent home was because of this.
But Courtney, she is the cancer of the house.
Demi.
She attacked me. She told me I was playing God because I talked to you again that night. And I just wanted to tell you
she attacked you?
Yeah. Unreal. But I mean, it didn't really faze me. But I did want to tell you because out of all of the women here, the one person who I think that is definitely not deserving of your heart is her, and I don't want you to waste any more time on her.
Oh my God, if she can talk anymore like she's sucked on a balloon, I'm going to pass out. Because that's what she sounds like. Yeah, she said that.
These girls come to him Colton, yes. I need to talk to you. He actually believed Demi.
Yes.
Because then after that, Courtney came to talk to him, right?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I Yeah, I'm surprised.
And I think it's probably he went more with Demi because he really didn't have any time with her.
Oh, and Demi's smart. She had the rose already.
Oh, yeah. She's,
yeah, so she could go ahead and do that, yeah.
All right, let's get to the very serious part of The Bachelor. Okay. Again, they said this is something that has never been mentioned on The Bachelor ever. Yeah. And it is just very, very sad. Of course, it's Kaylin who is confessing that this has destroyed many of her relationships. Yeah. And she sits down with Colton to let him know that she was sexually assaulted in college. Horrible experience.
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And I did everything that I was supposed to do. I went to the police the next day. I was turned away by a hospital, which is illegal. And I went to another hospital. The results were inconclusive because so much time had passed because the first hospital turned me away. And the men got away with it, except for one. One of them did get expelled. Rest of them got away with it.
Wow.
Sad.
That was, I was not expecting.
No. That. And, you know, this is a very real thing. I had a girl upstairs from me in college who was raped. But, yeah, she was she awful. Had the, you know, her cocktail was roofied or something. And then she woke up and she realized that she was she was raped. Yeah. Her girlfriends let her know that that happened. So that was the huge revelation on that.
I really do like her and Colton together.
I think they're great.
I do, too.
Yeah. All right, girl, we're running out of time, but let's talk.
Can we talk about Andy's baby shower?
Yes.
Can we just get that in real quick?
Yes, we have to.
So, girl, this was like an epic baby shower. I'm sure so many people heard about it.
Yeah.
I think we should all model our baby showers after this baby shower.
Oh, my gosh.
So I guess some of the OGs got together and put a baby shower together for him.
Yep.
In L.A. And this was the wildest baby shower all weekend. Girl, I was in the chat groups.
Ooh.
Like, people were posting drunk pictures of Sonia, Ramona. I guess I'm trying to find a video if anybody has it. Ramona and Sonia were dancing on the table and they fell off or something.
Yes, I liked Sonia's dress, by the way. I like her in pink.
John Mayer was there.
Yes. Yeah. Jason Bateman was there.
Jason Bateman was there?
Or it's like one of those guys. Yeah. But I noticed that. I was like, why is he the only dude in any of these pictures?
Because he is so, I just don't. I'm sorry. I am not a fan of John Mayer.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
But maybe he went home with Sonia. I don't know.
Probably.
Bethany was not there, though. I don't know why.
She's probably saving the world somewhere in another country.
Probably. Lisa Rinna was dirty dancing with the owner of the restaurant they were in. Did you see that video?
The only thing that I saw her was singing to everybody, get your mother.
Yes.
She said the F-bomb 55 times in a video.
Yes.
So they were all drunk and they were all looking fabulous. Drunk. But you're
they
right.
They looked great.
They were from every single show possible.
Every single season.
Out there.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was cool.
It was good.
Yeah. Throw me a baby shower like that.
I will, girl.
Okay, girl.
Sound good?
Promise.
Do you want to give me a baby shower?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, sure. That can't happen ever again.
Oh, okay.
So.
Fine. Well,
there
never
you go.
Mind.
Next week, Reality Check with my girl, Tracy Anderson. Thanks, love.
Yeah, thank you, honey.
So nasty and so rude.